St. Patrick's Day in Boston is a time to celebrate our pride and our heritage, grateful to our ancestors who came with courage to these shores to make a new life in America. We're grateful for our Catholic faith that came to our ancestors through the ministry of the Bishop St. Patrick, Apostle to Ireland. Patrick was sent as a missionary to preach the gospel in Ireland by the Pope of Rome. This year, I'm celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Rome as we await the inauguration of our new Holy Father, Pope Francis. These have indeed been days of great blessing for the Church, and I'll never forget these days with my brother cardinals as we prayed for the gift of the Holy Spirit to discern whom among us should be chosen to serve the Church as Pope. Pope Francis is a wonderful man, and he will be an excellent Pope. His love for the poor and his missionary zeal are two of his greatest attributes, and the Church Universal will benefit greatly by following his example of humility and simplicity. St. Patrick was also a great lover of the poor and saw evangelization as his number one priority. When you read about St. Patrick, you learn what type of a man he was. He was a man who remained strong in his faith, even in the midst of hard times and adversity. As a slave, he never lost hope. And as a bishop, when he was rejected because of his preaching of the gospel, he never gave up. He kept his eyes fixed on Jesus, and he teaches us all to do the same. I wish I could be with you all for the annual celebration of the patron saint of the Archdiocese of Boston and of all Ireland. And I pray that your celebrations of this great saint might be for you an opportunity to grow in the faith of St. Patrick, a faith that gave him extraordinary strength in the midst of life's difficulties. I also wish to invite all of you to join me next week, which is Holy Week, at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. We will begin with Mass on Palm Sunday, and the great story of God's love for the world will be told anew as we celebrate the liturgy of the Sacred Triduum. I hope to see you there, and I look forward to the beautiful liturgies that we always have at the cathedral. Through the miracle of modern technology, I'm able to speak to you as your bishop and to let you know how happy I am to call Boston my hometown. And so to all of you back home, I extend my affection and impart my blessing. In the words of an old Irish prayer, may the road rise up to meet you, may the wind be always at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your face, and rains fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. God bless you, and happy St. Patrick's Day.